These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Bernardo Silva is determined to maintain momentum after re-establishing himself as one of Manchester City's key players. The Portugal midfielder expressed a desire to leave the club in summer in order to get more game time and experience a different league. Yet with no serious prospect of a move materialising and a difficult transfer window, the 27-year-old was left to fight for his place at the Etihad. It's tough when you don't play the minutes you want. It happened with me, it happened with most players here, it's how it works. You have to go and fight for your place. I'm happy that I'm helping the team and happy with the momentum, but this is just the beginning. Pep Guardiola says Zach Steffen has made huge strides since he joined Manchester City. With Ederson unavailable following his involvement in Brazil's World Cup qualifier in the early hours of Friday morning, Steffen made his second start of the season in between the sticks in the Premier League and produced several key stops. Guardiola says he has complete faith in the American as he hailed his team of goalkeepers. He's growing incredibly fast, as well as a keeper working alongside Sabi Mansisidor and Richard Wright. He's a much better keeper than when he arrived, because we maybe have the best keeper trainers in the world. And Manchester City reportedly have no plans to part ways with Raheem Sterling amid links with Barcelona. The England international is yet to pen an extension at the Etihad beyond 2023 and has admitted he'd be open to a move elsewhere. Sterling did feature from the first minute in Saturday's Premier League win over Burnley, but Guardiola has stressed he can't offer the attacker assurances over game time. As a result, Sterling has been heavily linked with a January loan switch to Barca, who are running the risk of losing Ousmane Dembele on a free transfer next summer. Those are your latest Manchester City headlines.